We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here we are 19 years later, and there has been a complete pivot. There's been a complete 180-degree evolution in how police are viewed in America. And everybody I know who used to be a cop, they retired, maybe they retired recently, they are so glad they are out of it. Let's go to Darius in Alabama. You are on WBEN.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
For taking my call. Hey, listen, first, before I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your talk on Andersonville last week. I mean, it was great. I've been there three times, and if you can get there, every American needs to get to Andersonville, Georgia.
Well, for those who don't know, Andersonville was the scene of a very infamous Civil War POW camp, and I believe they actually have a POW museum for all wars quite near Andersonville. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. And the crazy thing is they have a statue in the town of Wirtz.
He was the commandant of Andersonville, and he was viewed by many in the South as being a scapegoat.
Yeah.
For the North.
There's a statue of him there.
Oh, yeah, the Wirtz Monument, absolutely.
I want to tell you, I love the Bills and the Sabres since I was born, but I had to cancel my NFL Sunday ticket this year because I just can't take the hypocrisy, you know, of the NFL and the stuff they've done. And it pains me because I want to see the Bills win. They finally have a good team, and I had to cancel it. So my answer to you about you know, what are you doing for the NFL, that's it. Have you seen the BuffaloSchools.org post of their Black Lives Matter curriculum?
Yeah, I've had a whole bunch of people send it to me. And don't think it's any different in the private schools, because I've got text messages from parents I know whose kids are in private schools, and they're being indoctrinated into BLM as well.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. There's no doubt about that. Make sure you knew about that. Hey, the last thing I have to ask you is, could you please ask Mrs. Nerd to share her recipe for clam juice?
Well, I'll tell you, it seems to be coveted. Everybody who's had it wants it.
Okay, so I live down here in the South, okay?
Yes, sir.
I have to buy like a dozen clams for like $20. They're just not as prevalent down here. So I need something. I need the recipe. Is there some way that she could share that?
I will ask her to write it down. I will try to put it up on the Facebook page. The problem is, when she cooks, she is basically a looker and seer. She's not a measurer. I mean, I know some of the stuff that goes into it. Clam broth, parsley, scallions. But I'll get you a reasonable facsimile of the recipe, and I'll put it up. And it works best with little neck clams. And one of the key components of the clam is in the preparation. You have to let it cycle through twice, and you have to scrub the clams of sand.
Yes.
But make sure you cycle the water through them twice, and you'll be stunned at how much sand you'll get out of that with the second cleanse.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you very much. Oh, why did he have to mention clams? Darn it. Now I'm going to have little neck fever for the rest of the day. And as far as I'm concerned, there might be some arguments on this, but the little neck clam, they're the smaller ones, they are the best. The larger ones, as much as I love clams, the larger ones are just a little too big for me. The smaller ones, they are just phenomenal. But what you do, Phil, is this of any value to you? You're not a clam guy, you are a clam guy. Okay. Well, what you do, I mean, when you get them, is you put them in water and you let them sit. And you let them sit for a while, and they're going to cycle through a bunch of sand. You then take them, you scrub them, you put them in more water, all right? Then you put them on the other side of the sink in fresh water and let them cycle through again. So in addition to the scrubbing and the cycling twice, you're going to come up with about a quarter of a cup of sand, depending on how many clams you are talking about. The last time we made clams for the big Labor Day bash was 250 clams. We lost 8 to breakage, but it was still, you know, more than enough for a couple of us anyway. It is coming up on 524 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, for those who missed it last week on Netflix, and you got to buy it. I think it's $8.99. There is a movie that was made about the Civil War Andersonville prison camp, and it's actually called Andersonville. And in addition to William Sanderson, who was in Last Man Standing, and also Farnham in Deadwood, it totally got by me. William H. Macy is in the movie. William H. Macy, Shameless, Fargo, he is in the movie Andersonville. There might be a few people who went on to bigger and better things later on in the movie. I just took a quick look at the credits the other night, but it really is a fascinating movie, and it does present, I think, a very accurate picture from everything I've read of what hell that particular prison camp was like. The only problem is, as I always say, it's the winners who write the history. And the same kind of privations our northern soldiers experienced in southern POW camps were also experienced by Confederate soldiers in our northern POW camps. Being a POW in the Civil War was no day at the beach for either side. And had the South won, I'm pretty sure that people in the South would have put Northern commandants on trial for crimes against humanity, or war crimes, as they called them at the time. And if you want more information on the gentleman mentioned by our previous caller, his name was Wirz, W-I-R-Z. W-I-R-Z, and you can look up his hanging and get a pretty good description. All righty, it's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, and one more time, happy birthday to Gregory Booker Wells. Had a lot of fun hanging out yesterday with him, and enjoying life, baby. That's what it's all about. So we have a couple of things going on here on WBEN. First of all, Andrew Cuomo. I want to share with you a story from the Niagara Reporter. Top New York Democrat lawmaker says Cuomo will cancel trick-or-treating at end of month. And the article reads, the Niagara Reporter newspaper has learned from a high-level Democrat lawmaker from New York State that Governor Andrew Cuomo plans to cancel trick-or-treating across the state at the end of September or first week of October. The source, who represents New York in the House of Representatives, said that Governor Cuomo would use any new development to bring about the prohibition on trick-or-treating. As of the date of this article, Governor Cuomo has not publicly stated that he would allow trick-or-treating, despite the state of New York having more than 30 consecutive days with the COVID infection rate lower than 1%. So if Cuomo just said no trick-or-treating, Halloween 2020 is a no-go, would you listen to Andrew Cuomo, or are you still going to give out candy? I mean, try to explain to your kid that they can't go out trick-or-treating wearing a mask because of COVID. It makes absolutely no sense. And the other thing that makes absolutely no sense to me is the emergency powers that the state legislature gave to Andrew Cuomo way back when, at the beginning of coronavirus. Since we're closing in on like 40 days with a positive test rate in New York State of under 1%, my question is, are we really still in a public health crisis? How is it even possible that that's a public health crisis? Fewer than 1% positive COVID-19 tests, and it's been that way for well over a month. What in the good name of chocolate does Andrew Cuomo need additional powers for at this point? And this was actually first talked about a couple of months ago. People have called me to task for a post on Facebook saying, well, didn't you look at the date? Yeah, of course I looked at the date. And that is why today's date, September 14th, it seems even more absurd than ever that Andrew Cuomo has any kind of special powers to deal with a public health crisis when, I'm sorry, if we're going to follow the math, there isn't a public health crisis. If fewer than 1% of the tests are coming back positive for COVID-19, and I happen to believe that those test results have inflated numbers anyway, why do we even consider this a public health crisis at this point? And why are we not going back to business as usual in New York State? This is something that confuses me. Then again, a lot confuses me. And the other thing I wanted to get into is tomorrow is supposed to be No More Mask Day. I guess, is it throughout the country? Enough is enough. We the people have decided that masks are no longer mandatory with or without government approval. And there's a guy on Facebook, goes by the name of Nick Nazinski, who has posted, just a reminder, tomorrow's the big day. Message me for details. Save the date, Tuesday, September 15th at 6 p.m. Calling all Buffalo residents who are ready to burn the mask. It's time to show our numbers. We will be meeting at a mask-free local restaurant that has been damaged by the government overreach due to COVID-19. They need our support. Let's get acquainted, make connections, eat, and be merry. The time is now to come together. Private message me for restaurant details. Hush, hush. Following this, we're holding a brief demonstration of civil disobedience in another local store to show the public that we're not afraid and that they don't need to be either. The world needs to see our faces again. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I mean, is that something that whose time has come? Now, I happen to have pre-existing plans for tomorrow night of a family nature, so be very, very difficult for me to, and nor will I, bail out of pre-existing family plans. Not to be confused with Planned Parenthood. All right, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. The other thing, too, that kind of popped up today, and, you know, you'll forgive me, just a lot going on any given day, especially today, Williamsville has decided it doesn't need to hire all those new teachers that we had heard about. We have a story at WBEN.com that you can check out, and somebody actually called in earlier to talk about this, and this may affect you as well. The drama, this is WBEN.com, the drama continued to unfold at Williamsville Central Schools. The district has told dozens of teacher candidates they would not be hired by the district, despite claims that teachers needed to be hired in order to accommodate learning this year. Due to the changes in the instructional model, 43 candidates were not recommended for approval to the Board of Education, a district spokesperson said in a statement. However, we are considering them for future positions in the district. We understand this is an unfortunate situation. A reason was not given for why these teachers were not hired. If this particular story affects you, I would definitely like to hear from you. We heard from the boyfriend of one of the people affected by this decision. And if you are a if you're a parent in Williamsville, there was a protest this morning, a small protest, a peaceful protest, but there was a protest this morning over the way in which the district is handling this entire situation with COVID and remote learning. And, you know, grades 5 through 12 doing remote learning. And, you know, the larger issue is could you, and we got into this a little bit on Friday, could you, thinking back on your illustrious and storied high school career and your searing intellect with fires every day waiting to be quenched by every word of your teacher, could you possibly have learned using remote learning? And honestly, I don't think I could. I'm too easily distracted. Oh, a squirrel. I am too easily distracted by stuff like that. A squirrel moment. Lines are open for you at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. By the way, something else, and again, I told you that things happen pretty fast and furious these days. Life is at an ever-increasing pace. Let me just pull up an article that I think you might be interested in. The Mark Poland Cars and Erie County, they've put together a police reform committee, police reform task force established in Erie County. And one of the members of the police reform task force just happens to be a woman who was on this show a short while ago, the supervisor of the town of Eden, Melissa Hartman. And she was the Eden official who told me that she knew nothing of what was going on in Eden with respect to the COVID outbreak as far as the infected migrant workers or anybody else. And, you know, that story, again, if I had more information, I'd give you more information. But Melissa Hartman, the town of Eden supervisor, finds herself on the police reform task force. Somebody who was very, you know, obviously closely tied to the situation in her community, and that she is the supervisor of Eden. You know, she was basically kept in the dark, so she said, regarding the situation with the huge COVID-19 outbreak in Eden. All right, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN is free on Choice 1. Let's get back to the calls. Here is Todd in Cheektowaga. Todd, you are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Great day. It's a Monday.
Listen, Tom, I just want everybody in my district. I live in Cheektowaga. I am with Tim Kennedy's district.
Oh, my.
And Monica Wallace's district, and she's in the Assembly, and he obviously is in the Senate. I have been bombarding their numbers constantly for over a month now, telling them that they need to do something about getting back that power from the governor, who should have never had it to begin with.
Why do I get the feeling that the response has been less than a response?
I have zero response, Tom. Zero. And it's aggravating as you know what.
Well, yeah, I mean, you are aware that the governor's powers, as they are have been instituted right now by the politicians in Albany, in the legislative branch, they are actually going to be around until April of 2021. As things stand right now, Andrew Cuomo owns everything that happens in New York State until April 2021. If I was Cuomo, I'd want to distance myself from it.
It's ridiculous. I can't. You know, if people like Kennedy and Wallace, if they're just going to turn the power over to him like that, well, what the hell do we need them for? I mean, what are they doing? If he's got all this power and he can make all these decisions and control people's lives like this, what do we need an assembly and a Senate for? It's gotten completely out of hand.
They have given up their responsibilities. They have deprived. I mean, this is really serious to me. I mean, it sounds recondite and stupid, but and involved and detailed and everything. But they have abrogated their responsibility. They have given up and they have surrendered on behalf of the people they represent, like yourself, a checks and balances system of government, equal, separate, distinct, and co-equal branches of government. We don't have that in New York State right now. We have a dictatorship in New York State right now, and the numbers do not support. I mean, everybody's always saying, follow the math, follow the math, follow the math. Well, riddle me this, Batman. If for almost 40 days, the positive COVID rate is under 1% of those tested, is it really a public health emergency?
Absolutely, Tom. I'm with you 100%. So in closing, I just want to tell everyone who lives in the same district that I do that these two people are representing you. I'm not sure about Monica Wallace, but I believe Tim Kennedy is up for re-election in November. Vote him out. If they're not going to listen to us, if they're not going to respond to our calls, if they're not going to at least have a meeting so that we can express our feelings to them, then we need to get rid of them.
Well, look, the surviving businesses need to unite. They need to get behind candidates who are business friendly. Candidates maybe themselves who have run businesses. Candidates from outside the political world who might be interested in going to the cesspool that is Albany. And I wouldn't trust anybody who's been in Albany more than 6 years because I think there's something in the water there that just automatically corrupts the brain cells and causes some kind of tertiary moral syphilis and alcoholism.
That's right.
I'm glad you called. Good luck.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep. Well, I will try. I'm just a lonely voice in the wilderness, just one idiot with a microphone. Now, obviously, I ain't doing it today, but we have had calls from people who are COVIDed and Cuomo'd and BLM'd out. You want relief. You want a respite. You want something a little bit different. I'd be lying if I told you that I ain't a little bit sick talking about all this stuff myself. Now, I'm well aware that Halloween is in the offing. Now, usually, every October, we whip out some ghost shows for you where you call in and tell us your real-life ghost stories. I've never seen a ghost. Many of you have. I've just never seen one. I can't promise because remember, a lot of stuff happens and it happens very, very rapidly. I can't promise this, but I suspect if you kind of like the ghost shows we do, that as you listen to the show, I might sneak a few in here and there. My thinking being, even though it's September, Halloween is one of the most spent upon holidays, only after Christmas, I believe, in the entire United States. People are into it. It is kind of a, well, can be kind of a spooky time of the year. And my worry is that if I wait until Fridays in October, who knows what the next month is going to bring. So I may have to decide to pull the trigger on some ghost shows on days we might not ordinarily do them, as long as we don't, you know, I obviously I cannot, if something major is going on news-wise, I can't whip out a ghost show because it's just it's gonna make me sound stupider than I already do. Okay, so I gotta pick my spots and spot my places, but it ain't the worst idea in the world. Few people called today and were begging. I tell you, and I like it when you beg. It gives me a feeling of power. It is 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Mr. Phil Kennedy, as always, doing a masterful job on control.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.